Listening Library presents Vampire Academy by Rochelle Mead. Read for you by Stephanie Wolfe.
Chapter 1. I felt her fear before I heard her screams. Her nightmare pulsed into me, shaking me out of my own dream, which had something to do with a beach and some hot guy rubbing suntan oil on me. Images, hers, not mine, tumbled through my mind. Fire and blood, the smell of smoke, the twisted metal of a car. The pictures wrapped around me, suffocating me until some rational part of my brain reminded me that this wasn't my dream. I woke up, strands of long, dark hair sticking to my forehead. Lissa lay in her bed, thrashing and screaming. I bolted out of mine, quickly crossing the few feet that separated us. "Liss," I said, shaking her. "Liss, wake up." Her screams dropped off, replaced by soft whimpers.
"Andre," she moaned. "Oh, God."
I helped her sit up. "Liss, you aren't there anymore. Wake up." After a few moments, her eyes fluttered open, and in the dim lighting, I could see a flicker of consciousness start to take over. Her frantic breathing slowed, and she leaned into me, resting her head against my shoulder. I put an arm around her and ran a hand over her hair. "It's okay," I told her gently. "Everything's okay."
"I had that dream."
"Yeah, I know." We sat like that for several minutes, not saying anything else. When I felt her emotions calm down, I leaned over to the night.